My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by River of Heaven Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-929-477-2324. Again, that's 1-929-477-2324.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome. Welcome. Join on in. Welcome. Hallelujah. Glory and honor. Glory and honor to you, Lord Jesus. Glory and honor, Lord, to you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. I thank you all for joining in for another episode of Leaders of Legacy Radio. Welcome. Welcome, welcome to the presence of God. Welcome to the place where we can fellowship one to another and hear and listen and dig deep the scriptures and open wide the book of truth, the Bible, the truth of the gospel, the truth of Jesus Christ. I thank you. I thank you for every listener. I thank you for Finding My Way Radio. I thank you for just an opportunity to be here once again. And I'm your host, Minister Mel. And today we're going to be speaking about the Potter's Plan. Ooh, the Potter's Plan. And we're going to go right into the scriptures in Jeremiah 18. And we are going to start at verse 1. And the word reads, "The potter and the clay." The Lord gave Jeremiah another message. He said, "Go down to the potter's shop and I will speak to you there." So I did as he told me and found the potter working at his wheel. But the jar he was making did not turn out as he had hoped. So he crushed it into a lump of clay and again started over. Then the Lord gave me this message, "O Israel, can I not do to you as this potter has done to his clay? As the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand." Amen. Amen. And when, you know, the truth of God's word is hidden in our hearts. So God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your word that is hidden in our hearts, Lord, that we would not sin against you. We thank you for your truth. We thank you, Lord, that just like the clay, Lord, on this potter's wheel, that you are doing in us and can do with us exactly as you see fit. So I thank you in Jesus' name. Today, the potter's plan. Have you ever had times in life where you feel like things haven't gone the way that you planned them to go? Or just, you know, life just hasn't turned out the way that you thought? Well, we're going to talk about these things. We're going to touch some areas in this today. And we were formed for faith. We've been sanctified. The process of sanctification, it doesn't happen overnight, but through the power and love of Jesus Christ, we're called to be a sanctified people set apart for Him. We have been uniquely designed by God Himself to fulfill certain tasks here on earth. No one can do what you are called to do. There is a specific will of God for you to carry out. And as we read in Jeremiah, God was speaking to Jeremiah about the nation of Israel, about remaking and remolding and reforming, and just like that potter on the that had the clay on the wheel, he was gonna do with the nation of Israel if as they repented and turned from their idols and you know, turned from their ways. God was remaking, and it's the same way with us. It's the same way with us. We live a life where we don't really know who we are. We don't really know where we're going. We don't really know, or sometimes life is just this big lump of mess because of mistakes that we've made or things that we've done. And then we come to the Lord, and His desire is to remake us, to reform us, to remold us into His image, into the perfect destiny that He has for each of us. So Jeremiah 1:5 says, "Before I formed you in the womb, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations." God has a call for each and every one of us to fulfill. And there's a forming. He alone formed us in our mother's womb. And then as we come to Him wholeheartedly, we're remade over and over. He reforms us. There's cracks, there's chips, and we're constantly on the potter's wheel if we're willing to stay there. So what happens when your expectations are shattered? And as we read in Jeremiah 18:3, and I'll just recap the scripture. "So I did as He told me and found the potter working at his wheel." Jeremiah watched the potter. Jeremiah watched the potter as he marred, the clay was marred, and he watched the potter, you know, form it and break it and form it and break it. So what happens when our expectations are shattered? Has life caught you by surprise and just not turned out how you planned or thought it would or should be? Is it not part of the deal, what's taking place in your life right now? Look around you. Look around you and do an examination of your life. Just reflect of your life. Is it not taking place the way that you desired? Is it unfair, the hand you've been dealt? So we get to a place and we're asking God, why? Why, God? Why did this happen? Why'd that take place? Why did I have to go through this? Why ain't nothing going the way that I want it? Why? We get stuck in the why. If this is what serving you is, then sheesh, I don't want it. I remember being there. One time I was there. Couple times I was there. I shouldn't say one. Couple times I've been there. But God's been so good. He's been so faithful. And even in those moments of vulnerability and transparency, we come before Him transparent, hiding nothing because He knows it all. You know, we ask Him, why? Why, God? This is so unfair, God. Why? Why? All too often, we get off the wheel too quickly when things don't go our way. But what about God's way? What about God's way? What about asking God for His perfect will to manifest in our lives? So we avoid the detours, we avoid the distractions, we avoid the mistakes. Amen? The things can be avoided, but we get off the wheel all too soon. Do we take the time to include Him in everything? And I mean everything. Everything from the way we dress, to the things we watch, to what we listen to where we go, where we step our feet. Do we take the time to involve God in everything? Do we only trust Him when things are smooth and going according to plan? Or do we trust Him in times of chaos, in times of confusion, in times of not knowing which way to go? Do we trust Him then? Do we look to Him then? Do we understand His way then? Do we dare not question Him then when everything's going haywire in our lives? Or do we only include Him when things are good? What about the moment God steps in and sees us ready to destroy ourselves or others and steps in and breaks us all over again. How many of you know that God will allow a breaking when before you break yourself, He'll break you? He'll break you before you break yourself, before you're going to break someone else open in a fence or tear them down. God will stop us. He'll stop us from these things that will shatter us and break us and destroy us. Oftentimes, you know, we get ahead of ourselves. We get ahead of ourselves, and He has to break us over and over and over again. And if anyone listening is like me, I was a very independent woman, very independent. I made things happen on my own. I handled situations in the way that I knew how. I was fierce and not afraid of anything. So many of times I got off the Father's wheel and I got off the potter's wheel, and I was a mess trying to portray myself as something that I really wasn't. Something that I wasn't formed in the fire yet. Because how many know that clay is hardened by the fire? Those pieces of vases and all the beautiful furniture and stuff that we decorate our house with, those vases and everything, all of that starts as a lumpy lump of clay. Just a lumpy lump of nothing, dirt. It starts as dirt. And then through the process of the potter's wheel and the fire and the refining, it's made and shaped into this beautiful piece of furniture that all can admire. The same thing God does with us. Have you ever thought being on the potter's wheel is the exact position we are meant to remain? In doing, we got it all figured out, or so we think. We think. And routinely come into the house thinking this is all that there is to it. Going to a church service, going to a prayer service, doing good to our neighbors. But we never take the time to think that, wow, for every level, God remakes us. God refines us. For every level, there's a greater level of testing. There's a greater level of beauty that's to be displayed from each of us. So being on the wheel, that's the only position that the beauty can come out of it, is being broken and being reformed over and over again. If God desires to break you over and over again, will He still be Lord in your life? Have you ever gotten to a place where you're broken? And I can testify, being broken recently once again, and just being remade and being renewed and learning to love deeper, learning to flow in grace deeper, learning to move in compassion a little more deeper. God had to break some areas of hardness in my heart, unwillingness in my woman, man. Like who I am inside, my spirit woman, sorry. Just an unwillingness inside. Those hard places have to be marred and broken all over again. And that's what it means by remaining on the potter's wheel, to allow Him to break us over and over. Will He still be Lord in the hardest areas of your life, in the toughest times, when you don't understand what's going on? Will He still be Lord in your life? If He asks you to break you over and over again, will you still have a resounding yes for the Lord? Some of us walk around like crackpots, leaking out everything that's meant to remain and overflow within us. How many know a cup can't overflow if it has cracks? A cup can't overflow if it's broken. A cup, a piece of pottery, whatever it may be, can't flow a function from a place of overflow if there's cracks in it, because it's gonna leak everything out. God doesn't desire us to be leaky vessels. He desires us to be whole. How can a pot hold its contents if it's not completely sealed? It can't. It won't. It will leak if we are not completely sealed in the power of the Holy Spirit, in the love of Jesus Christ, in the power of His might, and just full of Him. We'll leak everything that the Lord has poured into us. The anointing each one of us possesses is not meant to leak out of cracks. We were not designed to be crackpots. 2 Corinthians 2:4 says, "We have this treasures in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. We, as vessels of the Lord, we have the fullness of Christ within us, so we should not leak the precious things that the Lord puts in us. He desires us to pour them out. He desires us to flow from a place of overflow. Our vessels need to be sealed, sealed with the Holy Spirit, sealed with truth, sealed with love, sealed and molded in Him, in His image. In His image, sealed in forgiveness, sealed in the fruits of the Spirit. Kindness, joy, peace, humility, these things, they're sealed. We're sealed in the Holy Ghost. Our pottery, our vessel should not leak. It should not be cracked. He's designed us to remain on His wheel over and over. And when we get off that wheel and He sees us about to destroy ourselves, about to destroy others, guess what? He comes and hammers us and breaks us all over again. Makes us into a heap of rubble. Makes us into a pile of rocks, a nothingness. There's a nothingness to that. And then He puts us on the wheel again. And He adds the water, the Holy Spirit. He adds the winds, the Holy Spirit. He adds that and forms us. And in the forming, there's crushing. In the forming, there's hardships. In the forming, there's smoothing out. In the forming, there's sanding. In the forming, things are marred. Some things are marred. And then He has to start all over again. We drop the ball. And He has to start all over again with us. But we remain on the wheel. Undone on the potter's wheel. Amen. Undone on the potter's wheel. So that we can come out in a wholeness to be displayed, to be fully displayed. Wholeness. Jeremiah 18:6 says, let me get it here. O Israel, can I not do to you as this potter has done to his clay? As the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand. Wholeness. He desires us to be whole. Can God do whatever He wants with you? Ask yourself, can God do whatever He wants with you at any given moment? Or do you put up resistance? Do you fight? Do you question? Do you wonder? Or are you willing and obedient in a surrendered position and just say, yes, Lord, remake me again. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I say yes again today, Lord. I myself say yes again to your reforming, to your reshaping, to your refining. We are in a time where He is redefining our lives to be a public displays of living epistles for all to see the goodness of God in us, the goodness of Jesus Christ, the redeeming power of the Lord Jesus. That are the redefining moments in our lives where He shapes us and molds us. And I believe that's what He's doing in this hour. He wants you. He wants you. He wants each of you listening under the sound of my voice. Some of us get so comfortable in mess that we reject the very process God is calling us to walk through. God is calling us to walk through. Because it's hard. Because it's uncomfortable. Because it's not what we want, how we want, or when we want. Anybody been there? I know I've been there. I know I've been there. I've been there. Anyone dare to look at themselves tonight and say, wow, I'm a leaky vessel. Wow, I've been leaking out. Wow, I've been leaky, Lord, with everything that You've given me. I've been leaky. I trusted You, Lord, to a point. Then, well, You fill in the blanks. You trusted God up into a point. And then what happened? Where did you lose your trust? Where did you get off the wheel? Where did you allow the crack to become so big that the enemy creeped in? We submit more to culture than we do to God's word. To the word of God that we proclaim, we submit more to the culture around us than we do to the standards and the virtues that are in God's word. In God's word, there's wholeness, there's fullness. In his presence, there's fullness of joy. We need to be vessels, vessels of honor in this hour. We need to be vessels of wholeness in this hour. It's time to get whole. It's time to seal up the cracks and allow God to put us together for a greater glory. The display of God will set you upon places and people you've never dreamed of if you allow him to form you on the potter's wheel. If you allow him to break you and make you over and over again, you will be a display for all to see. For each new season and each new height, there's a shattering to ourselves and life as we know it to be reformed more to his image. So for each season and each height, we go lower in humility, but we're remade over and over. And he shatters the things of the former season. He shatters them. He shatters them to ourselves. He shatters them. And life as we know it to be, it's reformed once again into a greater image of him who called us by his name. Amen. Our display should be that of Jesus. That of God's word. If God's word calls it sin, then guess what? It's sin. Why are we playing in the things that divide God's word? Why do we do things apart from the truth and purity and the righteousness of God's words? We get caught up in other things and our vessels become marred. Our vessels become weakened. Our vessels become flawed. And he has to shatter us all over again. He has to shatter us all over again. Only faith in Jesus can make us whole. Only faith in Jesus Christ. Faith in his word, despite what it looks like. Faith in his word, despite what you feel. Faith in his word, despite how you or others look upon you. Faith in his word. Faith in his word. Faith in his word. For these redefining moments are the things that are going to put as the thing that's going to pull us through. Because in that fire, when the potter puts the clay, when the potter puts the formed a piece of furniture in the fire, it's sealed. It becomes hardened. It becomes formed and shaped and hardened and it's bonded. That's the word I'm looking for. It's bonded. It's bonded with no crack, no chip, no nothing. Just a beautiful piece of pottery. And then it's glazed. And then it's overlaid in the fire once again as it's glazed and painted and purified and beautified in that fire. It withstands the fire of the testing and the trying. Many of us are in testing and trying times now. Our faith is being tried. Our families are being tried. Our hearts are being tried before the Father in a fire, in the refiner's fire, to see if our hearts line up with what our mouths profess. This is the time that we're living in. The times now that we're living in. Where he desires us to be whole, pieces of wholeness, pieces of him to be displayed for all to see, for all to look upon us and see the glory of God upon us. Amen. In his presence and in his presence alone, which is the fire from the potter's wheel to the fire, in his presence we become whole. Hebrews 6:19 through 20 says, we have this hope as an anchor for our soul, firm and secure, where our forerunner Jesus has entered behind the veil. Jesus has gone before us, y'all. Jesus has gone before us. Jesus himself was on the wheel, was on the Father's wheel. Jesus himself did nothing except what he heard the Father do. Tell him to do. what he heard the Father tell him, that is what he did. That is what he did. He was the perfect example. He didn't leak out. He poured out from a place of all-sufficient grace from the Father. He poured out. He poured out. He poured out, oh God. He poured out from a place of overflow from the Father's fire. He poured out from a place of overflow from the Father's fire. May we be that same type of vessel. May we be slow to remove ourselves from the Father's wheel, from the potter's wheel. May we be slow to take ourselves off of the potter's wheel and trust the process of refining, of becoming. Trust the process of Him shattering and breaking and remolding us and remaking us over and over again. May we be a people that trust the fire and the process of the potter's wheel. May we be a people that are displayed with the beauty and the splendor. May our cisterns not be cracked. May our cisterns be beautified. May they be beautified pieces for all to see, the love, the zeal, the forgiveness, the passion of Jesus Christ. So I thank you. Let's pray. I thank you, Father. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, God, tonight, oh God. We thank you, oh God, and we say yes, Lord, to your wheel once again. We say yes, oh God, to the refining and redefining, for the redefinition, oh God, of what we thought we should be, oh God. We say yes. We ask you, oh God. We ask you, oh God, don't take your hands off of us, oh God. Don't take your hands off of us, oh God, as you remake us, as you remold us, as you redo us, oh God, in a way, oh God, that you see fit, oh God. May we, oh God, be refined. May we be purified, oh God, in that fire. May we come out, oh God, with no crack, with no chip, oh God. May we, oh God, stay still long enough that you would mold and shape us, oh God, into your perfect image, into the perfect peace of display, of public display that you have for us each uniquely, oh God. I thank you. I thank you, oh God, that if there's anyone, Lord, under the sound of my voice, oh God, that doesn't know you, oh God, that they would choose this day, Lord, to invite you into their hearts, Lord Jesus, to be their personal Lord and Savior, oh God, so that you could remake, reform, and reshape, Lord, their lives into the greatest years, oh God, of their lives. Lives ahead of them, oh God, because they said yes to you, oh God. I thank you. I thank you, oh God. I thank you, oh God. Sometimes it's not easy, oh God, but we know we put our hope and our trust in you, oh God. We know that you do nothing, oh God, out of a happenstance, oh God. You do everything with a purpose, oh God. So, Father God, if you must break us, we say yes. If you must remold us, we say yes. If you must rebuild us, we say yes. We say yes time and time again, oh God, to the process of the potter's wheel, God. And we thank you for loving us enough, Lord, loving us enough that you refuse to leave us the way that you found us, Lord Jesus. You refuse to leave us the way that you found us, Father God. So we thank you, God. We bless you, Lord. We love you, Lord Jesus. We glorify you, God. We thank you, oh God. We thank you for the beauty and the affection, oh God, that can come, Lord, by only being in your hands, Lord Jesus. I thank you, God. I thank you. Bless every listener, oh God. Bless every listener, oh God, as they leave this broadcast, Lord, but never your presence, oh God. May they know you, oh God, in the deepest parts of them, oh God. May you satisfy the longings in their soul, oh God. May they become, Lord, all that you've destined them to be, Father. I thank you. you. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are the way, you are the truth, and you are the life, O God. And all that come to you, O God, find life and life in abundance, Lord. We bless you. We bless you, and we love you, Jesus. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. 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 To God be all the glory. To God be all the glory. And once again, I thank you. I thank you for all the listeners who chimed in. I bless you. I bless you. If you're able to follow us on social media, our Facebook page is Leaders of Legacy, and we are under the Enthroned Image ministry page. You can look for us under Enthroned Image or Leaders of Legacy, and follow us on social media. If you can, you can email us at enthronedimagelol@yahoo.com. You can email us and send in your prayer requests, send in any encouragement, however you would like, or if there's some things you want to share, if you would like to be a guest on the show, please send us your information. And again, we thank you. We thank you for just joining in and chiming in and hearing the word of the Lord. We look forward to being with you again in the next broadcast. So we thank you and we bless you. Have a wonderful God-filled day. Amen.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.